Okay, so on the top line of Teth Amud Aleph, today's Daf Tess, and we'll learn today for Refuah Shlema from all the people that need a Refuah Shlema. Everyone should be well, healthy, and safe. So Acherim Omrim, the Braisa on Daf Vav said that Acherim Omrim, others said, the Acherim said, Iskupa Mishameshes Shtei Rishuyos, that this Iskupa can serve as two Rishuyos, Bizmancha Pesach Pesuach, if the Pesach is open, Kilifnim. Then it's considered as if it's inside the house. It's like a Rosh Hashanah. So imagine a porch or some kind of stoop, or some kind of ledge on outside of your, you know, leaving your house, going out into the street. So that's an askupa. If the front door is open, then the askupa has the status of the inside. Pesach no, but if the door is closed, kilachutz, it has the stop. It has the status of an outside. Says the Gemara, va'afal gaf, the less lay lechi. Even if it doesn't have a lechi, so the Gemara now is assuming that it's not a front door of a house. It's the front door, it's the front entrance to a mavui. A mavui is an alleyway, where in the alleyway there are entrances to houses or entrances to chatzers, and the unalas minatori you're allowed to carry in this alleyway because it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid, but it looks like a Rosh Hashanah, it looks like a street. So mid the Rabbanan, they said you can't carry in there unless you have a lechi. Lechi means a pole, some kind of reminder. Or a beam, a cross beam on top of the entranceway, which is called a korah, a beam. We'll get to that in a few minutes. If you have one or the other, then you can carry in there. It's a hecker, a reminder. Oh, this is really a Rosh Hashanah, and I can carry in here. The lechi could be 1 inch in diameter. It's a pole. It could be even be a wide board. It doesn't make a difference how thick or thin it is. Any thickness or any thinness is okay. So the Gemara says, Afagaf de lesle lechi, even if this area doesn't have a lechi, Vamrav Chamabar Guria, Amarav, Tocha Pesach, in middle of the Pesach, Tzarech lechi achel hatiro, you need another lechi to matir carrying in the space between the lechi. So we just said that Acherim said, if the door to this area is open, then it's like a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. But we also know, as Rashi points out, in the Rashi of Tzarech Lechi Achil Hatiro, Shahalechi Hamatir Es Hamavui, the Lechi which allows you to carry in the entire Mavui, Stame Neged Haskupa, it's normally at the entranceway, which can be on that Haskupa really, Vizakuf Aleha, and it's standing there, Vikasavar Aser Lehishtamesh Neged Alechi, you're not allowed to carry opposite the Lechi, Elamichudu Hapanimi Velefnim. Rather, you have to start carrying only inside the area of the lechi. Havi heker hamachitza, which is the heker. In other words, if the lechi itself is 2 feet wide, if it's 2 feet wide, you're not allowed to carry in the 2 feet unless you have another lechi. So how do we explain that if the askupa is, the door is open, there is no door, let's say it's just an entranceway, how do you explain that it's the din of a Rosh Hashanah Yachid? It's not true. It has the din of a mavui, and the area there is, the lechi is usually going to be on the askupa, and then you need another lechi to allow you to carry in this area. So how can Acherim say it has the status of a Rosh Hashanah Yachid? V'chi tema the less pay dalad al dalid. You want to tell me that you don't require a makom of dalad al dalid? V'amar of chama bar guria amar rav tocha pesach in this area afal pi she'ein bo dalad al dalid. Even though it doesn't have dalad al dalid, tzarich lechi achel atiro. So even if it's 2 inches. This iskupa, it still needs another lechi to carry within those 2 inches. And so, how can Acherim say you don't need any lechi? Well, you don't need anything. If the door is open, it's a Rosh Hashanah Yachid. So, we're going to give two answers to answer this question. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav Hacha beiskupas mavui askinen. You're right. We're talking about the askupa of a mavui. Chetzio mikora vechetzio she'ena mikora. And there's no lechi. There's no lechi. There's a crossbeam on top of the Mavui's entranceway. And the Mavui's entranceway has a door too. And there's a korah. But there's not one korah. There are two korahs. There are two korahs, and the two korahs are separated by some airspace. And I'm sorry. There are not two korahs. That's the next answer. There's only one korah. There's one crossbeam, but the crossbeam is not as wide as the entire entrance to the house. It's not as wide as the entire entrance to the house. So therefore, Karyav Klape Lefnim, and the crossbeam is on the inside of the entranceway. So let's say the entranceway is 3 feet deep. The korah is only the last foot going into the entranceway, where the door is. I hope you see a picture of this. And maybe I'll take a picture and I'll send it. Therefore, Pesach Pesuach Kilifnim. Pesach Pesuach Panoel Kilachutz. If the door is closed, then the Askupa has the din of Arishus HaRabim. Why? Because the door is closed. There's no Askupa. There's no Karui on the Askupa. Because the Karui is only on the inner part. And that's where the Rishos HaYachid is. But if the door is open, then the entire Askupa has a din of Rishos HaYachid. Because at the end of the day, the Karui is still makes it into Rishos HaYachid. And therefore you can carry in there. That's the first answer. Ravashi Amar, Ravashi says, no. We're talking about a daskupa to a house. Ukagon, and here we go. Shekira bishte koros. There are two crossbeams. She'ein bo ein bazu arba, the ein bazu arba. Neither of them have four tvachim. They're very, very thin. The ein bain zulazu shlosha. And there isn't in between the three of them, between the two koras, there is not three tvachim. So the less than three tvachim in between the two koras, I'm going to send a picture of this, and therefore it's considered a Lovud will connect the two koras. Pesach Pesuach, if the door is open, kilifnim. It has the status of being on the inside. Pesach Noel, kilachutz. If it's on the door is closed, it has the status of being on the outside. Status of being on the outside, because you'll see in the picture, once the door is closed, there's no way that this could be considered a Rishus HaYachid. Therefore, it has the status of Rishus HaRabim. That's it. Then we said, if it's 4 by 10, it has its own rishus. Whenever you find two rishuyos, the hein rishus achas. And it's really one rishus. Kigon, amud b'rishus hayachid. You have an amud in rishus hayachid. Gavoa yud, v'rachav dalad, also l'kasef olav. Listen to this. You have an amud in rishus hayachid. You're in a rishus hayachid, and then there's another thing in rishus hayachid, which is its own rishus hayachid, like a post or a post or a mountain or something, a mound. It's gavoa yud. It's 10 tvachim tall, v'rachav dalad, and 4 tvachim wide. Also l'katev olav. You cannot adjust your package on that post. Gzeira mishum tel b'rishus harabim. It's a gzeira atu what goes on in the rishus harabim. Ask the Ritva. If that's the case, and you can't move anything in your house. You can't move anything from the dining room table to the living room table because you're moving something from Rishus HaYachid to another Rishus HaYachid. Because the table's 10 tvachim tall, 4 by 4, it's Rishus HaYachid, the table. How can you move something from the dining room table to the kitchen table? That's ridiculous. So the Ritva says, this gzera only applies outdoors. It doesn't apply indoors, which is why even outdoors, it's a big chiddush. I don't know if we're passing the halacha lemaisa, then outdoors you cannot move something from one area in the backyard to another area in the backyard, so you can't put something on the table. Maybe it only applies to mounds or posts or things like that, which in Rishus, there's no tables in Rishus HaRabim. So in Rishus HaRabim, you maybe will make that mistake. Okay, so we finished Amud Aleph, and Amud Beis is coming shortly.